This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We just read Parshas Shkalim, and this week is Parshas Truma. And we're going to learn about the mitzvah mentioned in Parshas Truma in the context of Purim Haba Aleinu L'Toyva. Pasuk says, Va'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. You should make for me a mikdash, I will dwell in you. K'choyel asher ani mara oischa, in accordance with everything that I show you. Eis tavnis ha-mishkan, the image of the mishkan, ve'eis tavnis kol kelav, and the image of all of its vessels, v'chein ta'asu, and so shall you do. So we have a mitzvah to build a beis ha-mikdash. This is a mitzvah that the Moinei HaMitzvos list, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Sefer HaChinuch, they all list this as one of the mitzvahs. The question is, what exactly is the purpose of the mitzvah? Why should we build a mikdash for Hashem? So, if you look at the pasuk seems to give a reason. The pasuk seems to say, you should build a mikdash, v'shachanti b'soicham. Build a mikdash that I should dwell in it. That's the pasuk itself says what the purpose of the mikdash is. However, if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam gives a different reason entirely. The Rambam gives a different reason than the Chumash. The pasuk says, "V'shachanti b'soicham." Says the Rambam, "V'hamitzvah ha'esem, the 20th mitzvah, he shetzivanu livnois bayis avoida, to build a house of service. Boy yia ha'hakrava, there will be offerings in it. The havaras ha'ish, and the burning of the fire tamid. The elav yia ha'halicha, the ho'aliyah l'regel, people will go there. People will be oile regel there. The hakivitz b'chol shana, and gather there. The Rambam gives a different reason for the mikdash than the pasuk. The pasuk says the reason is v'shachanti b'soicham. The Rambam says no. The reason for the mitzvah is to build a bayis of avoda. Likewise, the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says, Mitzvahs asei lasois bayis lashem, muchan liois makrivim baya karbonois. There's a mitzvah to make a house for Hashem, dedicated to be makriv karbonois. Interesting that the Rambam gives a different reason than the Chumash. Why didn't the Rambam just learn simply? Why didn't the Rambam just take the pasuk at face value? We have a mitzvah to build the mikdash in order to have a place of hashras hashchina. That's what the Ramban says. If you look in the Ramban openly says the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is a makayim of hashras hashchina. If you look in the Ramban in this week's parasha, he says, Kasher dibar Hashem im Yisrael panim befanim aseras hadebrois. Just like God spoke to Klal Yisrael face to face, the Ten Commandments, b'tziva isama yidei Moshe k'tzas mitzvos, and he commanded certain mitzvos, k'may avos l'mitzvos shel Torah, which are the fathers, the patriarchs of the mitzvos of the Torah. V'Yisrael kiblu aleihem lasos k'mash yitzavim al yadai shel Moshe, and the Jewish people accepted to fulfill whatever Hashem commanded Moshe. The Ramban says a few lines down, V'hine heim kedoshim, they're now holy, ru'uyim she'iyah bahem mikdash, they are worthy to have a mikdash, l'hashroi shechina asay b'neihem, for Hashem to dwell a shechina, v'lachin tziva t'chila advar ha-mishkan, she'aloi bayis b'soicham, mekudosh l'shmoi, v'sham yedaber ha-moisha, v'hine ikar ha-chevetzu b'mishkan, makoim menuchas ha-shechina. The main desire of the Mishkan is a place of the resting place of the Shechina. So the Ramban learns the mitzvah simply. Why did the Rambam have to come up with this fancy understanding of the Mikdash that it's a makam of Avodah? That's not what the Pasuk says. That's not how the Ramban learns. By the way, in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, does the Baal Haggadah say like the Rambam or the Ramban? At the end of Dayenu we say, Va'asu lanu beis ha-bechira l'chaper al avinoseinu, that Hashem made a temple for atonement. That seems to be like the Rambam, that the purpose of the Mishkan is a makam of avoida, not a makam of Hashras HaShchina. But the question is, why did the Rambam learn this way? Another machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam counts the mitzvahs of building the Arayin, building the Shulchan, building the Menorah, all under the umbrella of the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. They are not counted as separate mitzvahs, even though it is the opinion of the Rambam that when you have details of a mitzvah, are they considered part of the mitzvah or are they considered separate mitzvahs by themselves? The Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, take a look at the end of number 2. Ukvar beyarnu shezeha klal hu koilel chalokim. This principle includes many details. Shevishahamenoira v'hashulchan v'hamizbeach v'zulasam, building the menorah, building the shulchan, building the mizbeach, kulam heme chelkei hamikdash. They're all details of the Beis HaMikdash, the Hakol Yikare Mikdash. It's all called Mikdash. And this is based on another principle in the Rambam. In the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Shoresh Shvi'i, the Rambam says we don't count details of mitzvahs as mitzvahs by themselves. So Ramban says there's one mitzvah, build the Beis HaMikdash, build the temple. What about building the Menorah, building the Arayin, building the Shulchan? No, these are all, let's put the Arayin aside for a moment. These are all details of the general mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. This is the Rambam, based on his well-known principle that the details of a mitzvah are all part of the mitzvah itself. The Ramban, on the other hand, although he agrees with the Rambam that the details of a mitzvah are considered part of the mitzvah itself, the Ramban counts the building of the kelim, each one as a separate mitzvah da'iraisa. The Ramban in his Hasagos in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, the Ramban says in number 5, it is not correct in my eyes the reason that the Rambam gave. Sha'amar Shehim Chelek Mechelke HaMikdash Lefi She'ein HaKelim Chelek Min HaBayis. The Kelim are not parts of the house. The Menorah is not part of the house. Avalhim shtayim mitzvahs. There's two separate mitzvahs. Ve'inon ma'akvei zu'asu. They do not, one is not ma'akev the other. You could build a menorah, you could build the shulchan, and even if you don't have a mikdash, or vice versa, you could build a mikdash, even though you don't have these kelim. So Ramban learns these are separate mitzvahs. The Ramban says the building of the Arayin and the building of the shulchan and the building of the menorah, separate mitzvah. Building the mikdash, separate mitzvah. The Rambam learns it's all one mitzvah. Rav Asher Weiss, Shlita, suggests that the two machloikasin between the Rambam and the Ramban, namely, the Rambam learns the purpose of the mikdash is makam avoda. The Rambam learns building the kelim is all under the umbrella of building the mikdash. Everything the Rambam says is l'shitasei, and everything the Ramban says is l'shitasei. The Ramban who learns that the purpose of the mikdash is a makam hashras hashchina, that goes hand in hand, that the kelim are separate mitzvahs. Namely as follows. According to the Rambam, what's the purpose of the mikdash? To have a house of worship, a place to serve Hashem. So if the purpose of the mikdash is to have a place to serve Hashem, then building a menorah facilitates the objective of that house. Now that house you'll be able to serve Hashem because you have a menorah to light. And now in that house you'll be able to serve Hashem because you have a shulchan to put the showbread on. And now in that house you'll be able to bring karbanos. The whole purpose of the mikdash is it's a makam of avodas Hashem. Therefore all the kelim facilitate that objective, and we can consider the building of the kelim part of the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban on the other hand learns that the purpose of the mikdash is to have a place where the Shechina dwells. Okay, great. Now, there's a separate mitzvah. You got to serve Hashem in the house. So there's a separate mitzvah to build a menorah, and there's a separate mitzvah to build a mizbeach, and there's a separate mitzvah to build a shulchan. In other words, according to the Ramban, the purpose of the house is different than the specific objective of each particular kli. And therefore, the building of the Mishkan is one mitzvah, and the building of the Kelim is another mitzvah. Fine. The Rav Asher Weiss also suggests that the Yerushalmi in Brachos that says Amar Rav Shlomo Bar Nachmini Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Le David Yamim Maleim Ani Moine Lecha An Eini Moine Lecha Yamim Chaserim Klum Shloimai Bincha Boine Beis HaMikdash Loi LaHakriv Boi Karbanos. That implies the purpose of the Mikdash is like the Rambam says Amakam Avoida. Okay, that's Rav Asher Weiss setting up the two machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban. By the way, it's a good thing you came this morning, because first of all, you're going to learn there's a machlokes rishonim. What is the purpose of the Mikdash? Is it a makom avoida like the Rambam? Is it a makom hashras hashchina like the Ramban? And there's another machlokes rishonim. Are there separate mitzvahs to build the Kelim, the Ramban, or is it part of the mitzvah building the Beis HaMikdash? That's the opinion of the Rambam. So you already had a good day. You already had a successful day. The day got off to a good start, and Bez Hashem, just knowing that, you're a different person. But now here's where let's kick in an amazing understanding of why the Rambam rejected the Ramban's understanding of the Beis HaMikdash. Of, namely, why didn't the Rambam say the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to have a makom of hashras hashchina? Okay? I want to tell you another principle that the Rambam established in what good deeds are considered mitzvahs. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in his third Shoresh, says that the definition of a mitzvah is only a mitzvah that will be eternal. A mitzvah that is only that is only for certain generations, cannot be considered one of the 613 mitzvahs. Therefore, the Rambam does not count mitzvahs that were only done in Mitzrayim or mitzvahs that were only done in the Midbar. Okay, so that's the first thing you need to know. The next thing you need to know is, let's go back to last week's parsha. Mizbach adama taseli vizavach talav esoyloi secha v'yes shlamecha esoynecha v'yes bekarecha b'chal hamakayim asher azkir eshemi avayelecha v'yachticha. In any place that I have cause for my name to be mentioned, I'll come bless you. Wow, what, if there was ever a bubble burster to building a Beis HaMikdash, it's got to be this pasuk. The pasuk says, wherever my name is mentioned, I will bless you. Okay, great. So why do we need a temple? Parshas B'chukosai. V'his halachti b'soichichem. I'll go among you. V'hayisi lachem le'elokim. I'll be to you a God. V'atem to you li'la'am. I will go among you. Great. So why do you need a Beis HaMikdash? Why do you need a Beis HaMikdash? People say, why do I have to come to shul? I daven in my living room. God's in my living room. Maybe, as long as you don't have your phone on you, he could be in your living room. And if you have your phone on you, he's not in the shul either, you know? So what does this pasuk mean, I will be among you? What do you mean, I will be among you? So the Sfarno famously says, a very amazing observation. Are you allowed to eat non-kosher? Are you allowed to eat non-kosher food? Were Jews allowed to eat food that is not kosher? Are Jews allowed to eat not kosher food? When God gave the Torah to the Jewish people, did Jews have to eat kosher food? The Sfarno has a whopper of a chiddush. Namely, that before the sin of the golden calf, the Jewish people were not commanded to eat kosher food. What parsha is the mitzvah to eat kosher food in? Shmini. What took so long? Till Vayikra. Moshe came down from Har Sinai. He should have said, hey Jews, go to Kosher Delight. No more Burger King. Yeah. Don't cook. You know how to cook milk and meat. Doesn't say anything about eating it. Right? You needed to say it three times. It didn't say it three times, so maybe it's don't cook it.
Oh, what about Mincha on Shavuos? Everyone says that they got kosher food, kosher laws, but they did not know what to do. Kelim was not kosher, that's why it milky. Like, many lectures on this.
I know, the thing is, people listen to too many lectures. You know? I'm all for lectures. By the way, Torah Anytime is having their annual campaign. They need $3 million. Now, the speakers, what percent of the money that comes in goes to the speakers? 50%, 40%, 30%, 20%, 10%, 5%, 1%. Imagine 1%. What's 1% of $3
million? $30,000.
Imagine if the speakers got 1%. No, we don't get anything. The only thing we get is if you give money on our page, they'll feature our shiurim and then we get more hits. So that's our invested interest in raising money, which is valuable to me. I want people to watch my shiurim. But by the way, right now, seriously, Torah Anytime is having their campaign. So if you want to give, you could, but make sure you do it on my page, okay? Anyway, what was I saying? The Sfarno says that when Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, there was no intention of commanding them to eat kosher food. However, and you know why? Because the Jews were on such a high level, and you know what else there was no intention? Of building a Beis HaMikdash. Hashem was going to dwell on the Jew. B'chol makom asher asker shemi, avoy elecho ve'erachticha. However, when we sinned with the Egel, we became disqualified, and Hashem said, I will no longer dwell on you. So Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded, please come back. So Hashem said, you know what? Here's the deal. We're going to make two deals. Number one, the Jews are not elevated enough for me to dwell on them. From now on, they have to eat gefilte fish and matzo balls and potato kugel. They can only eat kosher food. That's the first deal. No more Burger King. Before the Chet HaEgel, they were on such a high level, they could go to Burger King. After the Chet HaEgel, they have to eat Manischewitz and Kedem, okay? That's number one. The second deal is I'm not going to dwell on them individually. They have to build a Beis HaMikdash. But says the Sfarno, La'asid Lavoi, it's going to revert back to the original status, not regarding kosher food. They'll always have to eat gefilte fish. But maybe the prices will go down. You know, the prices on gefilte fish are these days. You might as well just buy it catered already, you know? But you know, there's a tshuva in the Tzemach Tzedek, not to be confused with the Tzemach Tzedek of Lubavitch. The Tzemach Tzedek, Rav Menachem Mendel Krachmel, writes that, and the Magen Avraham brings it up, that when the fishermen jack up the prices, don't eat fish on Shabbos. Don't feed in. You know, people always complain, why are the prices so hard? It's not the store owner's fault. It's the dumb consumer's fault. People want to know, you know, why are people buying kameas? The answer is, you know, why are people selling kameas? Because you're buying them. Stop buying them and nobody will sell them. Same thing with fish. You want to know why they charge so much? Because you pay their prices. Stop paying the prices. It's on the consumer, not on the buyer. All this advice is at no extra cost, okay? All the personal advice is at no extra cost. But in any event, the Sfarno says that La'asad Lavoi, the world will go back to the state of pre-chet, and it will be Vayera Kvod Hashem El Kol Ha'am. And ultimately, here, let's take a look in the words of the Sfarno, look at number 12. The Sfarno says, Hinei Acher She'esnatzel Yisroel Edyam Haruchani Shekanu B'matan Torah. After Klal Yisrael divested themselves of their spiritual jewelry that they acquired at the giving of the Torah, that they were ro'i at that time that the Shechina should dwell on them without an intermediary, like it says, B'chol hamokim asher azkir shemi, like it will be la'asid lavoi, shenema v'nosati mishkani b'soichichem, la'asid lavoi, we will not need a Beis HaMikdash for hashras hashchina. Somebody once got upset at me. Why? This is very anti-redemptive, you know, that we're not going to need a Beis HaMikdash for Shechina. This is not a political view over here. This is the reality of what the Sfarno says. We will not need the temple, La'asad Lavoi, as a place of Hashras HaShechina. We will only need it as a place to bring Karbanos. Yeah. By the way, you know who else says that? Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that the Beis Hamikdash is called what part of the body? What part of the body is the Beis Hamikdash compared to? The neck. God is our head. We're the body. And the neck is the intermediary. The neck carries the thoughts and the impulses from the bread, from the brain to the body. And the body sends up the blood from the heart and the oxygen from the lungs to the brain. So the same way the neck is the intermediary between the head and the body, the Beis HaMikdash is the intermediary between God and the Jewish people. But la'asid lavai, we won't need a neck. It will be the head and the body connected. In this world, tzavarech kimigdal hashen, kimigdal David, tzavarech. By the way, says the Chassam Sofer, the Beis HaMikdash, just like the neck, the oxygen and the blood goes up from the body to the head, the thoughts and the plans go down from the head to the body through the neck, so too, the tefillos and the karbanos go up through the Beis HaMikdash, and the Shefa Eloiki goes down through the Beis HaMikdash. But la'asid lavai, we're not going to need a neck. We're going to be like the following animal. Mazal Adar Dogim. There's only one animal that has no neck. There's one animal that has no neck. He's just a head and a body fused together. There's only one animal that doesn't have a neck. The fish. Mazal Adar Dogim. By the way, there's an animal, Lara, that doesn't have a neck. A pig. You ever notice? A giraffe. By the way, a giraffe, you know it has a neck. Yeah, you ever see? A giraffe has a neck. Every animal has a neck. There's one animal that doesn't have a neck. The pig. You know why? Because the pig represents Esav. Esav is so contaminated, its samach mem and it are fused together without any intermediary. So says Chassam Sofer, la'asid lavai, we're going to be on the level of a dog. La'asid lavai, we're going to be on the level of a fish. Meaning, we won't need a Beis HaMikdash. Now, friends, listen to this. I want to say a chiddush. The same way the Rambam doesn't count mitzvahs that only applied in the Midbar, the same way the Rambam doesn't count mitzvahs that only applied in Mitzrayim, I would argue the Rambam will not count mitzvahs that don't apply la'asid lavai. And you know what the proof is? There's a famous Reb Chaim. The Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is one of the 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs does not count the mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though we know at the end of Shema, in the morning and the night, we always pause for a moment and think, okay, I'm having Kavanah now to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and yet the Rambam does not count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as one of the mitzvahs. Why? Says Reb Chaim, Tzmachloikis Tanoim, if we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. Where does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah learn that we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim at night? He learns it from Kol. Leman tiskaros yom teischam yeretz Mitzrayim. Kol yimei chayecha. Kol l'rabbois halelois. What do the Rabbanon hold? Now, you don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. What do we do with Kol? L'havi limois hamashiach. But we hold, we do say Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. So therefore, we have no limud that we're going to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim when Mashiach comes. So if we're not going to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim when Mashiach comes, says Reb Chaim, since we paskin, you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night, that means we paskin, you don't say Yetzias Mitzrayim, we won't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim when Mashiach comes. Therefore, the Rambam doesn't count remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim as one of the 613 mitzvahs because it won't apply forever and ever, because when Mashiach comes, you will no longer have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Meaning the Rambam would say that when Mashiach comes, you can't bring your phone into the shul, but you won't have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim.
So Shema will be up?
Shema you will still have to say, but remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim you won't have to do. Now, if you hold the reason why you have to say the third parsha of Shema is to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, you won't have to say the third parsha of Shema. If you hold you have to say the third parsha of Shema anyway for other reasons, then you will have to say the third parsha of Shema. So I want to say like this. What?
You won't need kavanah.
You won't have to have kavanah to remember this Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I'm going to say like this. The same way the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim because it won't apply when Mashiach comes, just like the Rambam doesn't count mitzvahs that don't apply, just like the Rambam doesn't count mitzvahs that will no longer apply when Mashiach comes, he will also not describe mitzvahs. The Rambam will not describe the objective of a mitzvah if that mitzvah will no longer have that objective when Mashiach comes. So when the Rambam comes to the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, and the Rambam now wants to be mitayar, describe for the Jewish people, what is the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash? The Rambam will not describe it. It's a mitzvah to build a house of Ashras HaShchina, because that will not be its eternal purpose, because La'asalavai, it will not be a makayim of Hashras HaShchina. La'asalavai, we won't need it. La'asalavai, Hashem will dwell on us. Therefore, the Rambam, when describing the function of the mitzvah of Zechirasi, of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, how does the Rambam describe it? The purpose of building the Beis HaMikdash, it's a makayim of Avoida, because indeed, La'asalavai, that will still be its function. So I want to say like this. There's a big kasha. The Vilna Gaon, the Ksav Sofer, the Maaser Rikach have the following question. What does the Gemara mean, Amar Rabbi Yehuda? Brei d'Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, Mishmei d'Rav, Kishem Shemisha Nechnas Av, Mema'atin B'Simcha, Kach Misha Nechnas Adar, Marbin B'Simcha. Just like when Av comes, we diminish joy, so too when Adar comes, we increase joy. What does one got to do with the other? What does increasing joy in Adar have to do with decreasing joy in Av? If you're supposed to be happy in Adar, just say, be happy in Adar. If you're not supposed to be happy in Adar, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down Mishenechnas Adar Mar Mesimcha. What does it have to do? Does the Shulchan Aruch say, just like you're now to bring a phone into a shul, so too you should be happy in Adar? No, they have nothing to do with each other. Why would you compare one to the other? What would one thing have to do with the other? So why Mishenichnas Av? Why is Mishenichnas Adar Mar Besimcha contingent on Mishenichnas Av Mematin Besimcha? Now we mentioned Mazal Adar Dagim. That means Adar is the month that we look forward to the time of the future that will be like fish, and we won't need the Beis Hamikdash as a makam of Hashras Hashchina. So the meaning is like this. Kishem Shemishanichnas Av Mematin Besimcha. Just like in the month of Av, we diminish joy because of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. In the month of Adar, we increase our joy because in this month, we look forward to a time we won't even need the Beis HaMikdash as a place of Hashras HaShchina. We will be in the Bechina of a dug. We will be on the level of a fish where Hashem dwells on every Jew personally, and the Beis HaMikdash will only be needed as a makom of avoida, the way the Rambam categorizes the mitzvah. So that's part of the simcha of Mazal Adar Dagim, that in the month of Adar we look forward to the end of days, the time of the Geula, when the third Beis HaMikdash will come, where it will be needed to bring karbanos, will bring shlamim, will bring oila, will bring chagiga, will bring oila suriya, hopefully not too many karban chataos, but that too. But as a place of Hashras HaShchina, the Svarno says, Hashem will be mekayim v'nasati mishkani v'soichichem. That is part of the joy of Mishanichnas Adar Marben Mesimcha. Shkoyach, everyone. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.